Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, turn it up.
Turn it up.
Jeff and Jen. The Jeff and Jen Show on now.
Football National Championship game Monday night right here in Atlanta. Mercedes-Benz Stadium will be sold out. Everybody's all about it. So Jeff and I have this big idea that we are going to have a chance for Georgia fans to do their best Alabama jokes on the radio on Monday. Get fired up for the game, right? Before kickoff.
That is a terrific idea. And then Jen says, oh, and then the next break, we give Alabama fans the chance to do the same thing because why?
There's so many Alabama fans in Atlanta.
Which is located in where?
Alabama.
Is located where? Atlanta is located where?
Oh, in Georgia.
University of Georgia has rights to
Here's the thing, is all okay. The Alabama graduates leave school and come to Atlanta to work.
All right.
I mean, basically, it's the migration of all the schools in the South. Everybody comes here. We're going to, you know, they're going to battle it out on the field. I'm rooting for Georgia.
All right, stand by.
I'm just saying.
I have a guest in the hall. I'm going to go grab him.
Okay.
Talk amongst yourselves. I will be back in 20 seconds for the reinforcements.
Okay. All right, so if you agree with Jeff, you are welcome to call us. Talk about it. If you agree with me and think that there should be equal time, I just think it's going to get us fired up. So 404-263-0941 if you want to get in on the debate.
Jen, please say hello again to our old friend and co-worker, Marco.
Glory, yes! Glory to Georgia! Glory to Georgia. And hell, those stinking, nasty, redneck Alabama Crimson Tide, get out of my city. It is Georgia Day, by God.
Mark, you might have lost this one, Jen.
You're my favorite Georgia expert ever. How are you?
You know, it's like my big brother and big sister went away to college. And now we get to hang out again.
It's actually more like your old prison mates escaped all at different times, and we swam through a river of crap to get to a beach in Mexico, and that's where we are right now.
This is Zihuatanejo. We're here. We have arrived.
And it is beautiful. How are you guys?
Good. We used to work with Mark. You may have known him as Phil back when we were at Shawshank, and then
you're so terrible.
And then we all left at different times for the same reason, and we have all ended up working together under the same roof because Mark's radio station, 92.9 The Game, mm-hmm. and Star 94.1 are sister stations.
So right. We're family.
We're
again.
Family once again, and that's why
so
you say
awesome.
In this business. You never crap on anybody because we're all going to work together again. Eventually, it's going to happen.
It's so
like
true.
You never make fun of the intern because the intern could be your boss before you know it. But it's good to see you guys. So there's a billboard. I live here in Smyrna, and there's a billboard over on South Cobb Drive of y'all's big heads. And every time I drive, hey, guys, who are you? Miss you guys. Good to see you. So
it's life size.
And we're going to paint the picture for everybody
size.
On why you are the ultimate Georgia
fanatic
expert right
over
now.
The top. Like, I'm the stereotype they make fun of. Like when the argument, which is one of the dumbest arguments out there, when the fans, and I know we're getting ready to play Alabama, but I'm going to throw Tech fans under the bus on this one. When the only argument you have is, well, half your fan base didn't go there. Well, yeah, that's right. I'm that guy. I applied to Georgia. I got the rejection letter on Georgia letterhead. So that was the extent of my educational process.
And I'm guessing you kept it.
It's framed. That's my diploma. I literally have gone into the Georgia bookstore before, and they sell the diplomas. Actually, what they're selling is the frame, and it'll say, like, Jeff Dollar on there just as a fake name. I have actually debated buying the frame off the rack with the fake diploma in there, whiting out the name, putting my own name on there, and saying, look, Mom, I got the diploma. Get off my back, okay? There we go. There was a moment I actually went to Georgia for 2 weeks. Thank you to my big brother and sister here. Y'all sent me to live in Athens as a frat boy for 2 weeks. I made it for a week because, as typical college students do, you gave me a little bit of money, you know, to survive for the week. I spent the entire money on beer and a Georgia tattoo and had to come home a week early and had to beg for more money. And I just needed a good night's rest and to detox a little bit because Athens, by God, Athens.
Now, the tattoo is no joke.
Yeah.
Mark's got the tattoo on his arm. You've been diehard growing up.
Right.
Growing up in the state of Georgia, you love this team.
Yeah, I was born and raised in the mean streets of Smyrna here and been going to Georgia games my whole life. My mom went there. My dad went there. My older brother was a graduate assistant there. My little sister just graduated from there. So it's in my blood. My wife, Gretchen, she went on like our second date. Right, we're sitting there, just still getting to know each other a little bit. It was about 8 or 9 years ago. And she goes, well, you know, I knew she was a graduate of Georgia, so we're talking football, you know, trying to get over the awkward part of the second date. And she goes, well, I got to go ahead and pay for my season tickets. I said, oh, you know.
Will you marry me?
Well, that's the thing. I'm thinking, so, you know, it's like family Brave season tickets, family season tickets to, you know, what are we talking? She goes, no, my Georgia season tickets. They say when you know, you know. That is when I knew I found my forever bride. So,
Has she ever been sexier than that second date?
No. Actually, no. Yes. Once a year when the tickets sheet comes in with all the season tickets.
And she carries them in.
And she just holds it up, and that's all she's wearing. And it's phenomenal. It is phenomenal.
I love you, baby. Marry me all over
Let's
again.
Let's do it all over again. So, yeah, I'm that guy, man. I bleed red and black, and I'm so proud of this team, and it's just been such a fun year. And listen, I love Coach Mark Richt. Mark Richt was and you've heard of this before, he was a phenomenal guy.
Oh, God, did he pass?
No. But he could not win the big games. 2012, the last time Georgia and Alabama met in the SEC championship. People called that the greatest SEC championship of all time. That was when Alabama won. They went on to play Notre Dame and win the national championship. But that game, that's where Aaron Murray at the 5-yard line should have spiked
that's
the ball
when Aaron
through.
Aaron Murray should have stopped the
right,
game.
Yeah. Right. At this point, Mark, you're talking Greek to Jeff. So yeah. Let's
Jeff,
just...
they didn't get the home run that they needed to take him to the World Cup. And so that's what it happened, Jeff. He knows exactly what I'm talking about.
So with this amount of passion, Jen, 6 feet from you, make your statement again.
So here's our idea. Monday, before the big game, we are going to have Georgia fans call in and be able to troll Alabama fans with some good jokes. I'm guessing you've got some. And then I wanted to give Alabama Crimson Tide fans equal time to come on and do their jokes because it's like gearing up for the battle that will start on the field at 8 o'clock at Mercedes-Benz.
Why?
I just feel like it will ramp up the adrenaline, and because there's almost as many Crimson Tide fans in Atlanta.
TJ in LaGrange, tell Jen how wrong she is.
Jen is not wrong.
Oh, God.
Native Georgian, been here all my life. Alabama fan way back to when Bear Bryant was coaching. You will never get me to root for Georgia, and I am from Georgia.
So, see,
my favorite teams always is Alabama and whoever.
I'm just saying it's going to ramp up the excitement if we give the balance.
404-263-0941. We would like your support in telling Jen how wrong she is.
The Jeff and Jen Show. Star.
94.1.
It's a tough debate going on in studio this morning, the Jeff and Jen Show. We need you to ring in. On Monday, we're going to let fans troll the Alabama Crimson Tide. Georgia Bulldog fans, go off. Tell us your best jokes, your best insults, whatever. I think that the Alabama fans should have a chance to do the same, back and forth, just amp it up before the game. Jeff says, no way, we are Georgia only at the Jeff and Jen Show. Who's right?
Don't we know somebody in the governor's office? Because the governor declared today Red and Black Day, right?
Yeah. Well, and here's the weird thing.
Governor Deal?
I'm rooting for Georgia. Don't get it twisted. I'm rooting for Georgia to win. I just think that it will amp up the excitement. Give everybody a chance.
Mark Owens, who is our former coworker over at the other radio station, now works for 92.9 The Game. So we're coworkers here. It's our sister station, sports talk station.
Hashtag family.
You have to deal, Mark, with sports fans who are constantly mad that you are supporting the wrong team, right?
All the time. Here's the first thing I learned in working in sports radio, and I did FM radio with you guys for a long time, is that in sports radio, it doesn't matter what your opinion is, it's wrong.
So if we in the state of Georgia give airtime to Alabama fans, there's a chance that we will actually lose listeners.
That's a real possibility.
All right, Jen.
And I'm checking. I'm looking over at Governor Deals. I'm looking over the press release. Yeah, I don't see anywhere in that says Alabama Day. I see a lot of red
no,
and black.
You're
I see
right.
a lot of. I heard you talking about how the state letting the employees out early on Monday. Yeah. Well, I mean, half the Alabama fans don't have jobs anyway, so they're going to be here probably starting tomorrow.
Hey, Trudy, welcome to the show.
I think Jen is absolutely wrong. We should not let Alabama fans speak. Do you think an Alabama radio station would let any Georgia fan speak on their radio show? Absolutely not.
I don't know.
I'm the UGA. My husband. I have 3 children at UGA, and it is time to silence Alabama. Absolutely. Georgia needs to shine. Silence Alabama.
She is sick of the Saban years. Done with Nick Saban. Done.
She's not even going to the other side, Jen. That was powerful.
Ooh, that was. Ooh. And I think that the passion in her voice came from all those tuition checks she's writing.
Yes.
3 of those.
Ooh. Corey in Douglasville.
Yeah, I got to say, go Dogs all the way. Don't give Alabama a chance. They're not smart enough to come up with good jokes anyway.
Did y'all hear the rumor? Yeah, Nick Saban, he's only going to dress 20 players for the game on Monday. The rest of them are going to have to dress themselves.
That's good.
You can tie their shoes too?
Karen
no, it's
in...
Velcro, so I don't have to tie them.
Karen in Milton.
Go Dogs. I made the same comment on your page last night. Alabama radio stations are never going to let Georgia fans call in and roast the Tide. What are you thinking, Jen? This is not a participation trophy event. But everybody gets to participate. It's a Georgia team playing in a Georgia in the national championship.
Now, don't y'all think, though, there are as many Alabama fans that will be at the game as Georgia fans?
No. The reality is this is not new for Alabama, and I'm going to give them some credit here. They've done this before. That's why you're starting to see a bit of...
They've been to the national championship before.
Yeah, Jeff's seen
that. Thanks, Sporty.
Jeff has seen them in the World Series a couple of times.
Sporty Spice over here.
So,
thanks. Thanks for explaining it to me, Jeff.
check his Google search. See what terms
exactly.
He's looking up in Alabama right now.
Exactly.
If you look at... They have 16 national championships. This is not a new venture for Alabama. If you look online, the tickets right now, Alabama fans are selling their tickets because they're like, look, we've done this. That's why Georgia fans, we should be buying up all those tickets. Look at what we did at the Rose Bowl. I mean, it was 60-40,
yeah.
Georgia and Oklahoma. Look at Notre Dame, one of the most historic spots to ever play football. It was a Georgia takeover that weekend. Georgia fan base is fired up. Got to realize, we haven't done this. We haven't been doing national championships since 1980.
80.
This, sorry, 1980. See, thank you, Jeff. Sorry.
Rachel in Marietta.
Hey, Rachel.
Roll Tide. This is Atlanta. You got to let everybody represent. You're worried about losing Georgia fans? What about all the Alabama fans that live here?
So the question, it's a little foggy outside for the Alabama fans that have the coat hanger on top of the antenna with a little tin foil. Are they able to pick you up okay this morning?
Sierra in Loganville.
Okay, I am on Jeff's side 110%. This is absolutely nonsense. That is horrible juju.
Horrible juju. Okay.
Mallory in Athens.
Uh-oh. I am on Jen's side. Go
what?
Dogs.
Oh, I think she's on your side. She just...
Oh, sorry, Jeff.
Your side.
Yeah, I'm on Jeff's side. Go Dogs.
Colin in Atlanta. Chris in Lilburn.
Alabama fan. Rotary phones will throw you off every time.
Hey, Chris.
Hey there. Good morning.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I got to give an unbiased... I have no allegiance to either team. I'm actually a diehard Penn State Nittany Lions fan. And I got to say, I don't see it as half and half in Atlanta. I think in the whole nation, it's going to be literally Alabama versus the whole nation. Like, I don't think anybody wants Alabama to win
That's
or is even
point.
Rooting for them.
That's
so
really a good point.
It's all UGA, baby, all the way.
And you know, when the crowd takes over like that, it really changes the outcome of the game. I feel like the players feel it. The energy changes.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like the more Georgia fans in there, you know, the more imbalance it is,
and there
the better
is,
their chances of winning.
There is a little bit of fatigue when it comes to Alabama. You can't ignore, and you got to respect the success that they have had.
Sure.
But a lot of people 16 are.
16 national championships.
16 national championships. Wow. How many? I mean, they've had. How many playoff appearances?
Like four under the Nick Saban.
We're getting him there. One. One. All right, so very quickly, you do know what they call a hot girl on Alabama's campus.
What?
Lost.
Oh, dang.
Quick question.
Yes.
You know what the average Alabama student gets on their SAT?
What is it?
Drool. Like, who's that? JP behind me. Like that behind me. But you know why they have real grass on the Alabama playing field?
Why is that?
Cheerleaders have something to graze on during the game.
Oh,
okay.
Oh.
No. No.
Ouch.
Lori in Fayetteville.
Hey, good morning. I'm totally neutral. I'm a diehard Auburn fan. However, you gotta let Alabama have it, because in the state of Georgia, in the state of Alabama, all they have is college football. They have no pro sports. They don't have anything else. As much as I hate Alabama, I respect Nick Saban, so I'm gonna say Roll Tide, roll.
Ooh.
Yes.
That's like a cuss word. I feel like we should have.
Damn it! Sorry, there's something wrong with the music. I can't
hear her.
What? What are you saying, Jen?
This is on a constant loop in my head. There's no humming. This is my ringtone. This is our sexy music at the house.
I will leave the conversation up online. Our Facebook page is easy to find at Jeff and Jen Show. When you get bored at work today and you want to tell Jen how wrong she is.
Listen, like, and share. The conversation continues with Jeff and Jen on Facebook.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.